103 Jams presents the Morning Grind with Shea and Chuck.
This that Morning Grind, get up, let's get that money. You up with Shea and shining, only get it poppin'. Got the lady shade in them trending topics. Got a mad though, KC was poppin'. Well, you mad though, cause we ain't puttin' no sack. 103, what's up? We on the way, no stop. It's that Morning Grind, get up, let's get that money. You up with Shea and shining, only get it poppin'.
Celebration time, Brian.
Oh, really?
Shouts out to Dr. Mark Bedell and the fine folks of the Kansas City Public School System. After 30 years, full academic accreditation is ours.
It's been a long road, Shay. A lot of people thought that this was impossible for the Kansas City, Missouri School District to accomplish this. And this is going back to my older brother's years. When he graduated in 94, things was going bad then. And for Dr. Bedell and everybody, all the staffs, all the principals, all the teachers, to uplift this school district from where it was to finally getting full accreditation, endless hand claps and endless celebration.
For decades, the 38 schools recorded low test scores and high dropout rates. And due in part to his leadership, things have turned around.
Man.
Dr. Bedell says that over 400 families have reached out saying that they want to bring their kids back to the school district.
Wow. See, and that's what it's all about. That, you know, for years, people were complaining about the school closings. And you had to close those schools because they weren't being used, because families were moving to other districts. And to have families reach back out and saying that they want to put their kids in the school district, monumental, Shay. Monumental.
I'm just saying, Dr. Bedell, we reached out. We want you on the show.
Yeah.
If you want to have some kind of celebration, like, I'm kind of nice on the mic. And Brian is really good with DJing.
Come on,
we'll
Dr.
come and
Bedell.
Do a party. We'll come.
You know how I rock. He saw me at the, I did an event in October, and he was there rocking with us for all the students that were trying to get the ACT scores. Dr. Bedell, thank you so much for your tireless work and everything that you've done to uplift Kansas City Public Schools. Beautiful job.
All of the teachers.
All of them.
All of the administrators.
Person.
Everybody who had anything to do with this, we salute you. We thank you. Mad love.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
6:22 today. Look for highs in the mid-40s. Some sun. It'll be cloudy a little later on. Right now, you're partly cloudy at 26 at KCI. Shade, what's poppin'?
Smokey Robinson has signed on for Aretha Franklin's tribute show.
Okay.
Looks like January 13th. Scene of the Crime will be LA's Shrine Auditorium. It's called Aretha, a Grammy celebration for the Queen of Soul. It's going to air in March on CBS.
Smokey still putting it down.
Some of the other folks that are already signed up be Jennifer Hudson, Alicia Keys, Janelle Monae, Common, Her, SZA, BB Winans. I'm excited about that.
Chain of Fools. They didn't ask me to come do nothing. I can play the drums real quick on...
I don't think they really needed you.
Rock Steady or something, you know.
The King of R&B, Jacquees, has announced that he will be hitting the road.
Don't do that.
Nah?
Don't. Listen.
Nah?
Don't do that, all right?
Rocks and Blunts. He ain't the King of R&B.
Well, it's the 4275 tour. It's going to start this month, actually on my birthday, in Salt Lake City.
Tomorrow.
Of R&B.
He's going to be in St. Louis on Saturday, but no dates so far on Kansas City.
Blunt, he ain't the King of R&B.
I go see Jacquees, though. He makes some good music, and I saw him perform at the Soul Train Awards. He didn't do too bad. He ain't no King of R&B, though.
You can save the trip. I'll do it for you now. E.
can stop.
Of R&B.
Oh my God.
Lord Jesus.
Stop. Don't do that no more. You done out here.
Kevin Hart appeared on Good Morning America on yesterday, and he says that he is done apologizing.
It gets no more energy for me. That's why I said, for the last time, I'm addressing this. It's there's no more conversation about it. I'm over that. I'm over the moment, and I'm about today. So if it's accepted, great. If it's not, it's nothing I can control.
Yeah, he's at that point where he's just completely annoyed with it. But he's got to realize that everybody didn't hear your initial apology. Everybody doesn't subscribe to your Instagram or whatever. So there are some people who didn't hear that from you. And I know you at the point where you like, listen, I done said I'm sorry, leave me alone. But I just feel like he's coming off like he's really annoyed.
Yeah. You're a public figure.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, you got to do more than you ever thought before you got famous.
Right, because there's so many people who you're talking to and so many people who are paying attention to you now than ever before.
That's true.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
Man, I'm mad because you talk to your woman about handling business, walk out the door and tell her before you go to work, take care of the business. You get home from work, you ask her about it, she forgot about everything.
Can't deal with that.
You can't, man.
You gotta leave her a note, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you just gotta put yourself a fail safe in place, cause you know sometimes people forget.
Mm-hmm. I hear that, you right, they do forget, but all the time, something important.
What's gonna be the conversation now?
I don't even know now. I don't even know what to say now.
Maybe she needs some of that ginkgo biloba. Isn't that the thing where people be forgetful and they give them that and it help?
Yeah, and her favorite line, oh, I'm sorry, baby. I forgot. She hit me with the sorry, baby, first.
Nah, she needs some medicine.
How we do. We know how to get you. Sorry, baby. Oh.
That don't work.
Yes, it works. It work. He go for it every time. He just said it.
Who is that?
This Big Will, man.
All right, Big Will. We appreciate you, brother. Handle that business, all right?
All right, bro.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
I'll be pulling up to the Chiefs-Colts playoff watch party Saturday at Elevate. KCK in the new ride.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Yeah, you haven't seen it yet, but
you got some new wheels out there, huh?
Yeah, I had to get something new. I'm going through some situations. It's almost like your car knows when it's about to be paid off,
right? And then just want to start acting up.
Yeah. So shouts out to Steve, Lamar Crenshaw, my guy Jordan over there at Hendrick Lexus for taking care of me.
Oh, big baller status.
Nah.
Okay.
Mm-mm. I still got training wheels on. So, this headline actually excited me. Security camera catches prowling suspect licking doorbell for 3 hours.
You said that did what to you?
I clicked it because I wanted to read what exactly happened.
You said that excited you. That's what you said.
He licked the doorbell for 3 hours and their security camera caught it.
You're doing something with your mouth. Mm.
The 3 hour part is what was exciting, and I was wondering if he had any bail. My mouth do what it want to do. Or if he needed somebody to, you know, help him out. I do know Stacey Shaw.
Look at that mouth.
And what are you going to help him out with, Shay?
I don't know. Just offer my assistance if you need any help with anything. Okay, it's done. I got it out my mouth.
Assistance with what?
Whatever he
Why
needs.
Why would you even want to deal with a person like that who would lick a doorbell?
See, you're missing the part. The 3 hours is the part that's like, wow.
You're doing something with your mouth.
I wonder what was on his mind.
You hoping he come to the crib?
No. I got a man.
So what do you need the sisters for?
I'm just offering just in case. I don't know if he needs anything. That video is better than a resume.
Do you know how many germs and bacteria is on a doorbell? What if he accidentally sneezed around you or something? What if y'all have the same cup of water and then you drink out of his cup and then all of a sudden you got something on your lip the next day? I don't even want to be around nobody like
that. You're going all the way far with it. You stay here.
I'm here, but I'm just trying. Like, these things can happen. And then your life is in danger. And all of a sudden, you can't do the morning grind no more because you got something growing out your mouth.
My mouth do what it want to do. I don't have those problems.
What I'm trying to say
all
is,
all I want you need old to stay boy away to know is I know Stacy Shaw. I Look just want you to mouth. Know that. That's it.
You need to stay away from him, period. And he needs to be put in a hospital, a mental hospital.
Why?
He's licking a doorbell for 3 hours, fam. You ain't got nothing else better to do? I can't even believe this is a real story right now. I'm flabbergasted, actually, to be honest with you.
Yo, what is flabberd?
I'm flabbergasted.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Restaurant week begins tomorrow through January 20th. We've got Summit Hickory Pit Barbecue. They'll be up on the show tomorrow, Brian.
Yeah.
They're coming in 9 o'clock hour.
Bring it on.
Oh, my God. Log on to kcrestaurantweek.com. For more information on that.
This is all I got. Don't take my baby, okay?
The man who owns Amazon, his name is Jeff Bezos. He married his beautiful wife back in 1993. He wasn't a millionaire at the time. He didn't become one until 4 years later. After 25 years of marriage, he and his wife are now divorcing.
Hey.
And that marriage is going to be worth $137 billion for his wife. That's half of his fortune.
Half. If you have $5 and have to give somebody $250, you'd be upset.
He has billion dollars.
You got all this money.
Do you think that she deserves half of his fortune?
Depends on when they got married.
I told you when.
Let me explain. Let me dive into it. All right, now, in this case, she deserves half.
Why are you laughing?
As much as it pains me to say that.
We want prenup.
Listen, when he married her, he wasn't worth what he's worth now. So she worked with him. She made the sacrifices with him. But if they got married, say, 5 or 10 years ago, she shouldn't get half of that.
When she leave, yo, she gonna leave with half.
Bezos is in a relationship with the chick that used to be the host of So You Think You Can Dance.
Oh, what a downgrade. It's cheaper to keep her.
I'm trying to tell you.
It is. You're losing half of your fortune. And I know, you know, we talked about this earlier off air. You're losing half of your net worth. And you're saying, you know, that's nothing. That's, you know, a drop in the bucket to him.
This is nothing to a giant. Still, see, this is, we thinking regular people money.
You're losing half of what you have, though.
If you lose $137 billion and you have $274 billion.
That's a lot.
You're not going to miss it.
Yes, you are.
How, Brian? Because you can never spend $137 billion by yourself in your lifetime. There's no way you can buy enough stuff.
It's not a fact of the matter that you can spend it. It's just like I have these assets and now I'm down to half of what I had yesterday. That's what it is with me.
First of all, as much as I get on Amazon.com and help,
he gonna get it back up.
Yeah,
oh my God. You can't look at, that's how rich people stay rich, because they don't lose sight of how much a dollar is. They don't lose that value.
They stay rich because people like us continue to buy their stuff.
Get out of here, man.
We are consumers. Hey. That's why they rich.
If you have $5 and have to give somebody $250, you'd be upset.
That is true.
Yeah,
if you got $274 billion, you ain't gonna know.
Half of anything is gonna make me upset.
Well, you paid to date the chick that used to host So you think you can dance?
Yeah, that's a major L for him.
Kansas City, what are your thoughts? Do you think that his wife of 25 years deserves half?
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:22 today. Look for highs in the mid 40s. Some sun and turning cloudy right now. Partly cloudy at 25 in Overland Park. Shade, what's popping?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity friends. Keisha Kaur, model and wife of Gucci Mane, is 34.
Uh-huh.
Rapper and former member of Criss Cross, Chris Smith, is 40.
But tonight, please, my whole crew made G's. Tonight, baby, so bull up on knees. Tonight.
Did you wear your jeans backwards, Brian?
I tried to, but I was too husky for all that.
No.
I couldn't get it to zip up in the bag.
No.
I think that's a light skin, Chris. Not the other one. I think
the other one passed away. Also, former heavyweight champ George Foreman. I have one of your grills, sir.
I do too.
He is 70 today.
What is it? It's my George Foreman griddle that cooks pancakes. No.
Fam, they got a griddle that cooks pancakes?
Yeah, they got all of them.
Really?
Bacon oven and it's making.
No,
pizza.
No. It's actually my omelet maker that makes delicious.
No, it isn't.
Got everything.
Damn, my birthday is tomorrow.
Okay.
So, Sin Santana from Love and Hip Hop New York is having to walk back some things that she said on a podcast a couple of years ago. Here's a little bit of her talking about why she likes to date black men.
I could keep the Puerto Rican man. I'm good. I do black guys all day. So I did the Spanish thing. Doesn't work out for me. I'm good. I don't know. I think they're too emotional. And black guys cater to us Spanish girls, especially. Like, they, you know what? Let me not even get into it.
Nah, I didn't mean it like that. But, you know, black girls going to take it personal.
You'll be like,
Excuse me?
So what she was saying is that black men treat Hispanic women better than black women.
But wasn't she the same one that was begging for some loving? What was that, a month ago or, you know, 3 weeks ago from Joe Budden? He didn't want to get down with her?
Well, she's saying that, you know, she wants to apologize and clarify her statement. So she went on her social media account and said, quote, "I especially love the black woman. I've never in my life bashed one, never will. So yeah, I'ma explain myself and shed some clarity on a clip that's being spread around with little context. I want to be very clear on where I stand. I've never bashed a black woman in my life, never have, never will. It ain't me, I don't feel it. I improperly used the word especially in the interview, which made it seem to some as if I was separating myself and looking down on. If I've offended anyone, I do indeed apologize. I use the word especially in a way that changed the context of what I was trying to say."
Girl, bye. Whatever.
So, R. Kelly was evicted from the Chicago music studio where, if you watched Surviving R. Kelly, the family was outside throwing rocks at the window.
Mm-hmm.
He got put out of there, child.
Yeah.
But not necessarily over this. They said that he's over $80,000 in arrears on rent.
It's just a tip of the iceberg that's finna come for him.
The monthly rent was $22,927.41. And he missed two balloon payments, fell back on the monthly check, and the eviction process has begun.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
The story of the haves and have-nots. The haves, such as yourself, will be at Arrowhead.
Excuse me?
Watching the game in person. You going to be wearing your Mahomes jersey?
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to wear the headband they're going to be giving out.
50,000 people will receive the Mahomes headband.
It's going to be so exciting.
I think that might be a nice little accessory for you, especially because, like, right around
you
your temples.
Let me cut the music. You want to go there this morning?
Right around your temples.
Do you want to go there this morning?
It's just this small area
because
right here.
Right now,
just
back,
this small area.
In the back of you, yeah, mm-hmm. I don't.
What?
It's a little dookie thing back there.
It's called a ponytail.
Ain't no pony about that. That's a rat tail.
Oh, it ain't no rat tail. It's more like a Doberman Pinscher's. For real though, Jeff Bezos, one of the richest men in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Him and his wife, Mackenzie, are divorcing after 25 years of marriage. Let me give you the background on them, B.
Damn!
They met at work back in 1993. They got married 6 months later. He was not a millionaire
right
at the time they got together.
Mm-hmm.
She bought 4 kids for him. Once since they've been rich, she's written several novels. She's an author.
Mm-hmm.
She ain't out here eating bonbons and not working. So y'all can keep that.
You weren't with me shooting in the gym.
You don't think she came with the name Amazon?
Nah, I think she probably, more than likely, she threw some ideas and had something to do with that, for real.
It wasn't like she was a bum. She worked in the same job he worked on when they met.
When she leave, yo, she gonna leave with half.
So, the 25 years of marriage, according to California law, it's worth $137 billion.
Damn!
But how about they say that the divorce is happening because he was messing around with a chick that used to host So You Think You Can Dance.
What a L.
Her name is Lauren Sanchez. She's not even the lady with the Australian accent that hosted now. It was like a lady.
She's hosting a TV show. She's not worth a billion.
But she didn't even make it because this other lady been hosting it for mad years. She must have been like in the first 3 episodes or something because I don't remember her.
This is an L. This is a downgrade.
Do you think she deserves half in the divorce?
I don't agree with chick taking half or whatever, man. I mean, I used to work for Amazon, man, and I met the owner, man, and how he grind and all this. He didn't mention nothing about her name. I mean, the thing is, we can split. We can go to the cover. We can split the ramen noodles down the middle, 50%. We can go ahead, you know, we can do the dividends or the gas money, and we can split up some houses. But I ain't finna give you half of my buildings. I'll give you maybe 2.5 or something like that, and we can work some change out throughout the years or something, some annual or monthly payments, but you ain't finna get no 50-something, $100-something million from me, not of my empire.
Shay, take it easy on him. Right,
no,
go ahead.
No, I don't have a problem. No, not at all.
Say, it's all good. I hear where you coming from, because you coming from a woman's perspective, and she was with him, and she deserves something, but not half, not at all.
Uh-uh. Why?
That's,
when you make a baby with a woman, what is the child? Half of you? And half of him.
That's a whole right? different perspective right? of thing. We talking about some billions of dollars.
No,
currency,
it's all
thousands
same.
Of dollars.
When we're in a marriage, baby, it's half. It's both of us. There is okay. no one third, no one fourth,
okay.
no.
Shay, quick question. Okay, so if you was married to a person and he started from the ground up, but you weren't doing nothing but being at the crib, you weren't really involved in nothing. This lady wasn't even on the chairman board of Amazon, and then we didn't hear nothing about it when we worked for Amazon. But the only thing we heard was she was at home, chilling, not cleaning up, because you know they had maids. So what did she what did
now
she do?
You
she
wrong
was getting
for
moral
this.
Support. So moral support is worth $100-something billion.
You are wrong for that. When she got with
I'm
him, he
wrong.
Was no hold up. He was not a millionaire when she got
okay.
with him. This
okay,
lady bore 4 kids for this man. She had 4 kids for him. What
hey,
do you
she
think?
Was awesome. She was an awesome at home mom, but she wasn't worth $130-something billion.
Mm. Well, the you judge know, think I, different.
Oh,
yeah, and hopefully the judge is not a woman, because she might get that and what's it called, alimony payments and everything, yo.
What's your name,
you
know, fam?
Hey, this is Reg.
Thanks, Reg. We
Thank
appreciate you.
You,
dog.
Appreciate it.
Bye.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Double salute to Dr. Mark Bedell, all the teachers, administrators, and the students of the Kansas City Public School System.
And the parents.
And the parents
mm-hmm.
reached full academic accreditation after losing it 30 years ago, Brian.
Cannot be overstated how big this is for Kansas City Public Schools and the entire city of Kansas City. Thank you, Dr. Mark Bedell.
Dr. Bedell, hit us up.
For real, though.
I want to talk to you. Maybe Jeff and Mackenzie Bezos can talk a little bit. Repair the relationship after 25 years. One of the richest couples in the world is divorcing.
Good Lord have mercy.
$137 billion would be half of his fortune, and she is up for that.
We want prenup.
They ain't signed no prenup.
When she leave, yo, she gonna leave with half.
Well, let's say this. They met in 1993. 6 months after meeting, they got married. They worked at the same company. He was not a millionaire at the time. That didn't happen until 4 years later. Mm-hmm. So, you know, she had to be helping with something.
Yeah, of course. You know, she was there through the struggle. There, you know, you don't know what's going on in your personal life. Your work life and your personal life, those are two different monsters you got to face. And we don't know what they were doing, what she was doing at home.
Four kids for him.
Half.
Since being rich, you know, she's still been working. She's an author. She's written several books. Also, I think she's part of his, like, charitable organization, and they've pledged $2 billion to different organizations to help out. It's a lot of money.
You weren't with me shooting in the gym.
So do you think that she should get half of his fortune now that they're divorcing?
So this kind of goes back to female sacrifice not being valued. Women give up so much for children and family and husbands. We don't know what that woman put on the line for this man. You don't know what her career was or where her past could have went. So the simple fact that people think she's supposed to leave with nothing after essentially, you know, maybe holding him up or taking care of all his kids is absolutely ridiculous to think that she's supposed to be like, oh, okay, you built a good life for yourself. Okay, bye. I'm going to go and start all over. Like, in her, what, 50s, 60s? That's ridiculous.
If I'm ever in trouble, I want to call her to be my lawyer. What's your name?
Rihanna.
Thank you, Rihanna. Have a good day.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You know, my grandma used to say, now put that in your pipe and smoke it.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
On Saturday, meet me, Elevate Bar and Grill, 7543 State Avenue in KCK. We're going to be watching the Chiefs-Colts playoff game. Weather, Brian?
Snow. Wintry mix.
Predictions.
I'll save that for tomorrow.
Okay. I'll buy that for a dollar.
Half.
That's right. $137 billion.
This is from T, it says.
Come on, Johnny.
It's cheaper to keep her.
Yes, it is. Come on, Johnny. Hit me with it.
It's cheaper to keep her.
That is the truest song ever known to man.
Jeff Bezos, owner of Amazon, and his wife, Mackenzie. After 25 long years of wedded bliss, divorcing. When she met him, he wasn't no millionaire, Brian.
Right.
Regular working dude. She worked on the same job as him.
As much as it pains me to agree with you on this, it's only right, Shay. It is. You know, she helped him build this company.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
And... Anyway.
What? No.
What you think about this? Does she deserve half?
I don't think she should get half of his paper at all. She might get a percentage, but not half. I mean, don't get me wrong. The sacrifice between the kids and all that, that's cool. But her kids, too, as well as his. And on top of that, I'm sure she didn't put in footwork like he did to get all the money. Now, you having kids during the time of being rich, you're thinking about being rich. So, yeah, it's all good and gravy. Then when you get to that point, there goes the divorce. I need half.
So what percentage do you think she should get?
Maybe a 25 or something like that. He shouldn't literally walk away just bad. You know, take care of your family still because you got a lump sum of money. But at the same time, half, no. You didn't pay much footwork as this man did.
But she also didn't cheat on him and try to talk to the lady that used to host So You Think You Can Dance.
Oh. Well, there you go, half.
All right, fam. Thanks a lot. Have a good one.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
8:22 today. Look for highs in the mid-40s. Some sun, and it'll turn cloudy. Right now, you are partly cloudy at 27 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Kevin Hart said what he said, and he means it.
Wow.
It gets no more energy for me. That's why I said, for the last time, I'm addressing this. There's no more conversation about it. I'm literally, I'm over that. I'm over the moment. and I'm about today. So if it's accepted, great. If it's not, it's nothing I can control.
My man's is annoyed with this. But you just got to be careful with the way that you push that stuff out.
Well, this Oscar hosting talk was reinvigorated by Ellen DeGeneres when he appeared on her show. She was like, look, I talked to the Oscars people for you. I told them this will be an opportunity for us to have a dialogue and get to a place where everybody will feel good about it.
Mm-hmm.
So he done, all right?
Yeah.
Michael Jackson, there's an abuse documentary called Leaving Neverland that's going to be premiering at the Sundance Film Festival. It says it will tell the story of two men now in their 30s who say that when they were 7 and 10 years old, they and their family started long-running relationships with the late King of Pop. In the film, the men describe how they were sexually abused by the entertainer, allegedly, and explain how they were able to come to terms with it years later. You can look out for that in Sundance Film Festival, January 25th, in Salt Lake City, Utah. R. Kelly's brother is revealing who molested him when he was 6 years old. If you saw the Surviving R. Kelly series, he talked about being 6 years old and being messed with, but we never know who that person was until now.
She sit on the bed and she just grabbed my head like this. And she just took my head and put it down by her private part. And she told me to,
Man, we gotta stop it right there.
Wow. The she that he was talking about, his sister.
Yeah, that could really mess somebody up mentally. That at a very young age. I can't imagine what they have gone through. No excuse for R. Kelly, though.
His sister Teresa is deceased. And he said that when she tried for the first time, the brother, that she scared him off. And, well, he scared her off, and so she let it go that time. But she came back again, and it became an ongoing thing.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.